Hi, this is John.
Sí.
Hola. Me llamo Carolina. Le estaba llamando aquí una línea grabada de parte de la demanda de Roundup. ¿Usted conoce el producto de Roundup para las plantas?
I apologize. I speak English. I just didn't know what it was calling me.
No
I
apologize.
apologize, but
No
you're very
worries.
good at both.
Again,
What?
I was calling in regards to the Roundup lawsuit. Would you know anyone that was exposed to Roundup?
Well, I had a lawyer check it out, and he said my situation is just, there's a lot of background check on this that, I would have to go through. But I mean, the only thing, we used it in on our property, our personal residence property,
Right.
for a number of years. And I have lymphoma, so
Oh, I'm so sorry.
pardon?
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, thank you. I mean,
Of
it's
course.
under control, so I'm happy
That's
I
good
go
to
to.
hear.
Yeah, it's very good to hear.
Yeah. And so did you ever have an attorney assist you? Did you ever sign the paperwork?
No.
Okay. Did you want to see if you did meet that criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, no worries.
what would be required on my side, just to get into, I mean.
Right, of course. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask a couple of questions that are going to determine your eligibility. Okay, John, and then besides that, we can always make sure to let you know how we can assist if we can. Did you get the diagnosis after spraying Roundup? You said it was what diagnosis?
What I have what is called MALT, MALT lymphoma.
Okay.
I
And
got
I'm so
diagnosed at
sorry.
Sloan Kettering in New York
Okay. I see.
in
And again, I am really
2003.
sorry.
I'm sorry.
I am sorry to hear. Do you know when it was that you were diagnosed?
Yes, it was around December of 2015.
Okay.
Might have been there.
Okay. December 2015. Okay, and then have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis? It looks like that one was a subtype of it.
No, that's the only one.
Okay.
But there's another one called BALT, BALT, B as in boy, lymphoma. I got one or the other, or they're one and the same. I'm not sure, but
I see.
I haven't.
I see. And again, I am sorry. So, with that being said, do you know anyone else, that sprayed Roundup was also affected by it?
No, I don't.
Okay. No, that's great to hear. Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed in 2015?
I wish I was that age now. That would be 2015 would be.
That'd be
Well,
about
I
10
guess
years ago.
yeah, I know that. Yeah, it would be about, we'll say 9 because December of 24 would have been 9 years. You
Okay,
know, at
right.
the end of this year, it would be 10.
Okay, so about 9 years ago. And how old would you have been?
Oh, sorry. Let's see, I'm 76, so I would have been 67.
Okay, yeah, around 67. Okay, and do you have a birth certificate?
Yes.
Right. And how many years did you spray the Roundup? Do you remember?
Well, we've been at this house since '87, and we would get it every year and spread it around
Okay.
the property.
Yeah, you said that was since 87?
87, yes.
Okay. Okay, just one second here. Okay, so I did the numbers here. It seems like it'd be about 38 years in total if it was up to date that you sprayed it. Do you know if you stopped spraying it at all?
Have we stopped spraying it?
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't spray it anymore, but I think my wife might.
Okay. Okay. So I'll put around 38 years of exposure
okay.
for that roundup. And so
could I hold? Could you hold on just 1 second, please?
Of course.
I'm doing it. What do you need? Yes. Yes. I'm sorry. My wife, we were doing two things at one time.
No worries.
Yeah, multitasking. It's not like that. But anyway, please continue.
Yeah, so it is a little redundant, but did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Well, we would say spray it during the summer around
okay.
the property. And I'm not saying that we did it 10 times a year. I did around the property, get rid of weeds.
Okay. But overall, within those, you know, since 87, have you been exposed or sprayed it for at least 10 days?
Oh, over that period, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, sounds great. And the phone that we're speaking on, John, is this a smartphone or is this a landline?
This is a smartphone.
Okay. And again, are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Beautiful. Now, I do need to ask about prior diagnosis. Just stop me if you've been diagnosed with any of these, okay? I have HIV, AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C or B, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, cancer.
Well, what's the,
mm-hmm.
what's the arthritis?
Rheumatoid.
I may have arthritis, but I've not been to a doctor to
okay.
tell me I have rheumatoid.
Okay.
But go ahead. What's after that again? What's
Alrighty.
After the arthritis?
And then diabetes, cancer requiring...
I diabetes.
Okay.
Diabetes.
Do you know if it's the mellitus? Diabetes mellitus?
I think it's diabetes 2 or whatever
okay.
it is.
Okay. And have you ever been diagnosed with any cancer that required chemotherapy besides the non-Hodgkin's or any family history
no,
of cancer?
No. No, I have not been treated. I've
okay.
just been monitored.
Okay, I understand. Alrighty, and no organ transplants, Epstein-Barr, or lupus, right?
No.
All right. Okay. Now, I have your first name spelled J-O-H-N, common spelling. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And then last name I have spelled F-E-E-H-E-R-Y. Is that right as well?
That's correct.
Okay. Did you have a middle name?
No, we'll just go with that.
Okay.
I got a confirmation. Yeah, I have a confirmation there, but that's...
Okay, I see.
It wasn't one I was given when I was born. So.
Okay, and did you
sometimes
have any...
Sometimes I go by John J. Feary, sometimes.
Okay.
So.
But just the John Freary's, okay?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, and did you have a suffix to your name, junior, senior?
No.
Okay, can you confirm your gender for me?
Been male all my life.
Okay, beautiful. And are you married, John?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful.
43 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Of course. And what was your date of birth?
Date of birth is April 1st, 1948. Last night.
Okay. So that was April 1st, 1948?
Yes.
All right. You said you were about 76, John?
I am 76. Soon to be 77.
Okay. All righty. And what about your social?
Can I give me my last four?
Yeah, if you were more comfortable doing the last one, that's completely okay.
My last four is 1159.
Okay, 1159. Okay, and how did you learn the connection between Roundup and the non-Hodgkin's? Was this a commercial online or on TV?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it, you know, on my phone. I've seen it, I mean, for a long time I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I had another guy. I'm not sure how much he wanted to really look into it. But.
Right.
So.
Well, I'm glad I have you on the phone. If we can assist in any way, John, that's exactly what we're here for. All right.
Okay.
And when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? Was it when you started seeing those commercials?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know when that might
have been? I know I do. Pardon me?
Do you know when that would have been that you noticed that?
6-7 years. I mean, I've noticed there's ads.
Right. Okay, no worries. So if I put just about, let's say, 2019 as an estimate, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. And what was your height?
5'11".
Okay, 5'11". All right. And then it does ask for weight as well.
I'm a little porky. 240.
All righty. Okay, and then it has your email already for me. It's jafeehery@gmail.com. Is that the best one?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, 732-735-5710. Is this the best phone number?
Yes, and it's the best way to contact me is to text me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I can include that in here. Text. Do you have a preference in the time of day?
No, I mean, if I don't see it one day, I mean, I do go over them, but if I don't see it one day, I would see it the next, for sure.
Okay. Okay, sounds perfect. All right, John, and what was your spouse's name?
My doctor's name?
Spouse. Your wife's name?
My wife's name, Patricia.
Beautiful, Patricia.
Thank you.
Okay. Was it the same last name?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do you know her phone number?
Yes. 732.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it is. Yeah, I didn't know there was something else in there. I'm talking to my wife too at the same time. I want to come in. Just a second, man. I'll get right back to you. Okay. I'm talking to you on the phone.
Oh, I see. Perfect.
Yeah, just a second. I'll be right with
you. Alrighty.
Okay. Well, the only prescriptions I have, these are just like you're good? Okay. Yes. Okay, I think you asked for my wife's telephone number?
Yes.
732?
Mm-hmm.
771-7599.
Okay, perfect.
Could I ask you something? Could you notify her at the same time you notify me?
I'm sorry?
If you send out any notifications, could you also send it to her?
Yeah, of course. I'll make sure to take note of that right now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, and how many times did you use Roundup? I know you said it was mostly during the summer. Was it maybe 10 times during the summer? Was it less?
Probably less than 10, say maybe 4 or 5 times a summer.
Okay, so that would be about 4 or 5 times a year then?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, I'll say about 5 times a year. And then we said that was, let me scroll up here, about 38 years of exposure. Okay.
We bought it usually at Home Depot. That's where we get it.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and then again, it is a little redundant, but did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And why did you stop spraying the Roundup? Did you get symptoms? Did you hear the controversies?
I heard the controversies.
Okay.
No, I don't go anywhere near it anymore.
Yeah. And when you did spray it, did you use the protective gear when applying it?
No, I probably didn't.
Okay.
Which would probably not help me, but I didn't.
No, no worries. It is sad they didn't really announce to people how dangerous it was, so I completely understand. And when did you start spraying the Roundup? You said this was in 87, and then last sprayed what year, around 2015?
Probably 2017. I don't know.
Okay. Alrighty, so around 2017. Again, estimates are completely fine. And this was sprayed in the residential area, or was it more like a commercial farm?
Residential is not a, no, it's just a resident property.
Okay, and in what state was the product used?
In New Jersey.
Okay, New Jersey. All right, you said this is residential. And the first time you were exposed was in the house in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and you were the one spraying the Roundup?
Yes, my wife and I. You know.
Okay. Okay, so you were often every time it was sprayed, or would you say about 50% of the time it was sprayed?
What? Say again. I'm sorry.
Would you say that it was more so yourself spraying it, or more her?
I'd say when we sprayed, it was about half and half, you and me, when we sprayed it. I would say 60-40, but my wife's 60, me 40.
Okay. All right, no worry. Okay, and did you ever get your water from a water well or been exposed to any other herbicides like benzene or Agent Orange?
Water well. No, it was always city water.
Okay. And the Roundup, do you remember if it was the concentrate that you have to dilute, or was it premixed?
Premixed, I believe.
Okay. You said it was at a Home Depot?
Home Depot is where we would buy it.
Okay. All right. And you wouldn't happen to have any purchases or Roundup in your possession?
Would I have some? Probably.
Okay. All right. Have you ever smoked at all?
I did.
Okay. No worries. Do you know the number of years that you did smoke?
I smoked a pack a day for about, let's see, 30 years.
Okay. About 30 years. And are you currently employed?
No, I'm retired.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I started when I went in service. And,
oh, okay.
And then I started before that, and then I quit about 25 years ago.
Okay. I see. And you said, so you were in the military?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for your service. What branch was it?
Air Force. I don't know why I blew on yonder.
What dates did you say that you were in the Air Force?
September of 1966 to September of 1970.
Okay. So you said September of 66 to September of 70, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of discharge did you receive?
Honorable.
Honorable. Were you ever stationed at Thule Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No, my brother was, but he's since passed. But there is.
I'm so sorry.
Yes. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Would you know your veterans?
Mm-hmm. What was the other one? You said Camp Lejeune, and what was the other one?
Thule Army Depot.
No, I don't know where that is.
Okay, no worries. Would you know your Veterans Administration number?
Do I know my VA number? You mean it's no. I know to a clinic. I know that number, but
okay. No, that's okay. That's okay. And do you receive any VA benefits?
I do.
Beautiful. All right. And have you ever lost time away from work because of any surgery or treatment related to the diagnosis?
No.
All right. That's good to hear. Have you ever been involved with any other lawsuits, filed for disability or workers' compensation claims?
No.
Okay. How about filed for bankruptcy or been convicted of a crime other than minor traffic offenses?
No.
Okay. Do you know the doctor that diagnosed you?
Good question. One second. Mm-hmm. Pat, who was the doctor that diagnosed me with the cancer? Huh? He found it, but the diagnosis was made by Sloan. Huh? Maybe Jerry Sintano? It wasn't Dr. Baines. I think Jerry Tano, his name was. Jerry Tano, with a G. Jerry Tano, he was out of Sloan in New York at the time. He's no longer there. I have another doctor now. Dr.
Okay.
Owens is my doctor, treating doctor.
Okay, beautiful. What was the first doctor's name?
Jerry Tano. I can't, like G-E-R, Jerry,
okay.
I-T-A-N-O or something like that.
Alrighty. And where was he based, remind me? What
he was
city?
Based in Sloan in New York City.
Oh, okay.
Memorial Sloan Kettering.
Okay, just one second. I'm trying to find him here.
Jerry Sintano or something.
Okay.
I know he's no. What's that?
I see John F. Gerasitano in New York, an oncologist.
Could be.
Okay.
Was his first name John?
Yes.
Oh, I was asking my wife.
Oh, I apologize.
We don't know. It could be him.
Okay. Yeah, he's the only one I see with that last name in
okay.
New York there. What?
Okay, I know he left the VA. My understanding, he was going to research somewhere else. But I don't know. You know, right now, but my doctor is a Dr. Owens, Colette Owens, and she's practices out of Sloan in Homedale, New Jersey. Homedale, H-O-M-D-E-L.
Okay, let's see. Okay, doctor, was the first name Colette?
Yes.
Okay, that's your current one. All right, and you said that you were diagnosed at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and how has the diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Do you have any long-lasting side effects?
Just knowing you have it, you know, and psychologically, it's a chance that that's what's going to kill me, you know.
Right.
But, you know,
I
go on living, you know. I know I have it, and I know, you know, there's a chance I could go that way. So I'm going to go some way, but anyway, that's... I still live a normal life.
That's good. I'm glad to hear. Would you know if you had the medical records for this?
I do have the medical records of the diagnosis.
Okay, that's good. That's good to hear. Okay, and then when was it that you were treated for the... Or you said they're just monitoring it?
They're monitoring it,
okay.
Yes. Every time I go, they take blood. I get a... I always forget if it's a CAT scan or, you know, and then I go see the doctor after that. And they, you know, it's status quo. It's still, you know, I have these nodules in my lungs.
Right.
So,
I'm so sorry.
If
okay.
they grow, you know, they're concerned if they grow. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, so you haven't done any sort of... even antibiotics, anything like that?
No.
Okay. No worries. Okay. Just filling some
information in here.
Just
knowing I got it.
Mm-hmm. And then what was the best address?
3410 Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N. That's a
okay.
Road in Wall, W-A-L-L. In New Jersey, 07719.
Okay, just one second here while I find this, okay? Okay, so that was 3410 Brandon Road, and that was in Wall, New Jersey, 07719.
Correct.
Okay, and there was no apartment number. Was this a house?
No.
Okay.
Just a house.
Okay, beautiful. And then we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you want me to put Patricia here?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, just one second here. Okay, do we have permission to contact Patricia if needed?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So now what I'm going to do here is I have a DocuSign that I can draft. Okay. Now what this DocuSign is for is it allows the attorneys to go ahead and pull your medical records with your consent. Did you want this sent to your email or your text messages? Did you have a preference?
Send it to my text message.
Okay. Sounds good. Now before we wrap up, we do want to make sure that you know what to expect next. You know, while they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes our QA department to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions that we discussed today, but this is completely normal. It's a part of their process to confirm that all of the details and ensure that everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms, like a medical release, that they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure that you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm that you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
I prefer tomorrow. We've
okay.
had a long day here.
No worries.
Tomorrow, anywhere between 11 and 1 o'clock would be
Sounds
the time.
Great.
I have to get some information on you, okay? So
of course.
I gotta know the number that's calling me because I get so many other calls. I don't know who's calling me. I was lucky to pick this number to call up.
Right, okay.
So I just need, let me get a pencil and paper.
Yeah, of course. I can give you my direct call line.
Yes, I need to write something there. We need a piece of paper. Well. Yeah, as soon as I get your number, I'm going to put you in my my friends list.
Perfect.
We'll be friends. Okay, just a second here. All right, I'm sitting now in the kitchen. Okay. What is your name again?
Carolina.
Carolina, just a minute. Carolina, and I think I spelled that C-A-R-O-L-I-N-A. I might be wrong.
Perfect. No, that's perfect.
Okay, and what's your last name, Carolina?
Hernandez.
Okay. I think H-E-R,
mm-hmm.
N-A-N,
mm-hmm.
E-E-Z.
Perfect.
Yeah, that was good spelling when I was in school.
That was good spelling.
Yeah, okay. And your number is?
My number would be 949.
949.
258.
258.
75.
75. 40. Okay. Where are you calling from?
So I work here at Mass Tort Strategies, but we're out here in Southern California.
Where Southern? Whereabouts?
Mm-hmm.
No, whereabouts?
Oh, we're in Orange County.
Okay. I got a place in San Diego.
Oh, nice. Not too far. We're up here in Irvine.
Oh, I can make, you didn't get any.
Sorry?
You didn't get involved in that fire, did you?
Oh, no, thank God. Yeah, no, it was really, really sad to see all those. Yeah.
Very much so. So your organization is TORT?
Yeah, it would be Mass Tort Strategies, which is the company name. We do deal with those torts, which is what, for example, the Roundup claims would be. So I just sent this DocuSign out. John, you can let me know when you receive it, okay?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Just a second. Okay. Now, who are you going to send this information to? What law firm?
So it's going to do it on its own. Let me see here.
Oh, okay.
He would be working with, let's see here.
Yeah, the reason I'm asking is just what number they are. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, so no worries. So after we're done here, John, I'm going to send you a text message with their contact information as well as my own, even though you just took it down.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. So I did.
You want me to go to that text now? Or?
Yeah. It's going to have you tap on that blue link, and then it's going to open up a page.
Okay, just a second. All right. Carolina, gotcha. Okay, welcome to DocuSign. Message and data rates may apply. Message frequently varies.
And then it's going to say something about agreeing to use electronic records and signatures. You're going to accept that and then press next or continue.
Okay, just a second. I'm just going into it.
Okay.
It says SMS messages from Mass Tort Strategies. Mm-hmm. Do you agree to receive future SMS messages from DocuSign at this number?
Yes.
And I say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife too. Don't forget.
Okay.
All right, I just said yes,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm in review and continue.
Yeah, so it's
message
gonna have
from,
you.
Okay.
Continue.
Okay, it says please sign. Now I just signed it electronically, right?
Yeah. So it does it have a yellow start button or a continue button at the top?
At the bottom, it has it.
Okay.
Continue.
Okay. So click on that, and then it's going to take you automatically to where you need to sign. It's going to be, it should be a yellow box for you to click on, and then it'll have you draw in your signature.
Well, let me just say review and continue one more. Mm-hmm. And it says message from Caroline Hernandez, Mass Tort Strategies, and underneath that it says please sign. Do I do it there, or do I hit the continue and it'll be on another page?
It's going to say continue or start. Do you see that?
Okay. Oh, please read the electronic record and signature disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
I agree to use, I don't know where that disclosure is, but.
Yeah, you're going to check the box to allow consent and then continue.
Okay. Okay, and now it's a bunch of small print. Okay. Am I going to sign where the yellow marks are?
Yes, exactly. So where the yellow marks are, you're going to tap on that, and then it's going to have you sign with your finger, and then it's going to say adopt and sign, where you're going to click.
Okay. All right, just a second. It says accepted by someone who signed it. Trying to sign, but it's not doing anything. I can't sign for some reason. Carolina, I'm not able to sign.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
Well, it just went somewhere. Message from Carolina. Please sign. Just a minute. Okay, just a second. All right, let me see. Okay, I'm back. It took me back a page. Maybe I'm having a very difficult time signing this. It took me out. It took me completely out. I don't know why. Back in. It's not showing up when I you know, I know I've signed electronically before.
Okay.
Let me go down further. Right. Maybe. Let me see if I can sign down.
Okay.
Down here. No, I can't. For some reason, I can't.
Okay. So if you hit on that small yellow box where it asks you to sign it, does it prompt you to draw it?
If I do what?
If you click on the small yellow box, is there a small yellow box on your screen?
Yes. I keep getting knocked out, but we just Okay. There you go.
Okay, perfect. And so it would be tapping on that small box, and then it'll make you sign that little... The field pops up bigger. It is a little confusing. I'm sorry.
I keep getting knocked out, but just another... Okay, adopt and sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing these signatures. How many I gotta do?
It's only so after that first signature, I think it copies it, it pastes it on the next ones, and then after that, it's the initials, and then tapping on those yellow fields. Like
okay,
next.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see the more yellow here. Let me just see. It did down the bottom, it did fit my signature in, and up the top, okay. And now I'm doing this, let me see what this is. Date of birth, 19. I guess it's asking me to check that. So, okay, and the initial, let's do your initial. Okay, adopt. And do another initial. All right, and then signature at the bottom.
Exactly.
And initials. Okay, I think I finished. So hit finished.
Okay, yeah, hit finished, and then I'll let you know if I receive it on my end.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So I did receive that here, John. Now what I am going to do, like I mentioned, is send out that text message with my information as well as the law firm's, okay? So if you have any questions, you can always reach out to them or myself. Before I do let you go, do you have any other questions for me?
No, but again, do you know what law firm will contact me, or if I don't? You're going to send me the
mm-hmm.
attached.
Yeah,
correct?
Yeah. So they're called Pulaski Law Firm. I'll include their information, like I mentioned. Okay.
Okay, because I want to put that on my contacts.
Of course. And I always recommend that just so you don't lose contact. So I'm sending that text out right now. Okay, John, you'll see it shortly.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time today. I hope you have a great rest of your week, okay?
Can I ask you,
okay.
After signing It says agreement signed. The agreement has been signed successfully. Mm-hmm. And then it says get started. I don't know what that means. Did I hit that?
No, you can exit out of that. That gets started is they just want you to download their app, but that's not necessary.
Okay. Just get out of here.
Yeah, you could just exit out of there. But I appreciate your time again, John. I hope you have a good one, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.